Good afternoon, dear applicants. My name is Medvedeva Olga Mikhailovna. I'm a teacher of chemistry at Ural State Medical University, and I'm a member of Subject Committee on Chemistry. And today we'll explain you the rules of passing chemistry exam. The exam will take place on Monday, June 22nd. The exact schedule will be placed on the admission committee website tomorrow, on Saturday, on the second half of the day. So please, tomorrow, check the website, find your surname, and then you will know the time you have to pass the exam. All of you will get the link to special exam website, and you will get login and password. On exam day, you should enter this website and follow the instructions. The first step before you start the examination procedure is proctoring procedure. To pass this procedure, you have to switch on web camera on your computer or laptop and prepare your passport or ID card. After you finish proctoring procedure, you will get access to exam, which is actually in test form. Chemistry exam test consists of two parts. Part one has 15 tasks with multiple choice or tasks to establish correspondence between a series of questions and answers. Tasks in part one are estimated from 1 to 4 scores. The maximum total score for part 1 is 41. Part 2 is a little bit more complicated. It includes different solving problem tasks. It has tasks with expanded answers, and it is estimated from 2 to 5 scores for each task. The maximum total score for part 2 is 41. Altogether, two parts of exam will give you 60 score in case if you solve everything correctly. The exam duration is 1 hour. You will be able to change the answers until you didn't submit the total result of your test. Part 1 is estimated by computer. Part 2 is checked by members of subject commission. To solve exam tasks, you will need to use periodic table of elements named after Mendeleev, table of solubility and reactivity series of metals. It is not allowed to search any information in internet. So you should print these tables in advance. We will put the link on website of admission committee. And from that link, you will take tables and print it out. Also, please pay the attention that for solving of tasks 16 and 70, you have to use calculator. It is not allowed to use mobile phones. You can use the calculator on your computer or separate calculator. We also recommend you to prepare clean paper and pencil to make some simple calculations. Once again, it is not allowed to use any mobile phone. And of course, it is not allowed to use any books and any cheating papers. Please remember that there is a teacher who is watching on you through the proctoring program. So all the time we are watching at you through the web camera. If teacher will ask you to show your papers, you have to show it through web camera. So, the list of program questions you can find on the website of admission committee in step number 3. There are also estimation criteria where it is written in details how many scores you will get for each answer. If you have some technical problems during examination procedure, please call directly to admission committee. Thank you and good luck on exam.